Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the instant match reaction after Liverpool beat Bayern Munich 3-1 away at the Allianz to get through to the Champions League quarterfinals for the second time under Jurgen Klopp. Ross joins me for this one. Ross,
yeah,
we're through. What a fantastic away European performance that was.
It was phenomenal. It's not the heavy metal football that we all wanted. I don't think anyone's expected it, especially when the team news was announced. I think even we all lost our collective shit when we found out Fabinho wasn't starting the game. That was a bit of a worry. It sounds fucking terrible. Henderson got injured and he came on and kind of...
We'll never know whether the original midfield was the right decision, I suppose, but Fabinho was fantastic, wasn't he?
I thought he was fantastic. And he put in a performance that I wanted, a performance that we all expected. He put himself about. He was, you know, just doing what he has been doing for weeks of... putting in vital blocks, the interception, putting himself about, putting Lewandowski on the floor, fairly or unfairly at times, but he's still making himself known that he's there. Just phenomenal. just lost for words. Yeah. I think even going into the game, I was like, I wasn't nervous, I wasn't very excited, because all your eggs in one basket with the Premier League and being involved in the title race, and I was finding it hard to get geared up for that game. And part of me was like, I wasn't arsed if we went out, but I was like, it's no embarrassment going out to Bayern Munich. But no part of me thought we were going to go out there and score three goals. Given the defensive performance that they put in at Anfield. Yeah. And again, we spoke about this before the game, of I'm so surprised at how they set up at Anfield, and it's come back to bite them on the arse.
Yeah, definitely. I think the way they looked at it, and I could see it from both perspectives after the first leg, was because I always fancied us to score tonight. But at the same time, I'm sure the way they were looking at it was the way we'd be looking at it. Whereas if we'd gone to the Allianz in the first leg and drawn 0-0, we'd have backed ourselves to win at home, you know, in the second leg.
I suppose,
think that's probably the way they were looking at it, and that's why they set up there. But you leave the door open, especially when we're going like this. And it's interesting because, as you say, I didn't expect us to score three goals tonight either, purely because of the way the game started. Now, within the very early stages of the game, you could almost begin to see why he picked that midfield, because it was such a cagey start to the match. Nobody wanted to overcommit. You know, everybody, the commentators said it a few times, you know, we seem to be respecting each other very well. Nobody wanted to really go for it, because the first goal was obviously crucial, as we learned, you know, from when the goal was actually eventually scored. So you could begin to see the first sort of signs as to why he'd picked that midfield. But I thought Fabinho, when he came on, was one of the best players on the pitch. And look, you know, the first real chance was the Sadio Mane goal. Let's just talk about it and appreciate it, because it's absolute sex. The pass, the shimmy, the finish, from start to finish, is one of the best goals of the season.
Well, before that, we were joking around, because I think Bayern Munich had played a crossfield pass.
Yeah.
And he just went out for a throw-in.
Yeah.
Then you start to get all the build-up. We kind of pass it round the back and we're keeping possession. Virgil van Dijk tries 50, 70-yard balls all the time. He kind of sprays them out to the wings. Yeah. But to find Sadio Mane with that run against one of their centre-halves, the touch, first of all, when the ball's coming over your shoulder and you're trying to fend off a defender, you've probably got Neuer coming out because he's a sweeper keeper. But to have the nous, the ability, the confidence, you just take a touch, bring it down, and then Sel Noy, one of the best goalkeepers in the world and has been for over a decade, for a fucking hot dog to turn him and then to chip the ball in between two defenders and put it in the back of the net. I just thought it was incredible. It was like, I think we all went up in stages going,
the goal reactions will be out on YouTube, if not already, but at some point, some of them are amazing.
We did the same thing for the replay, just going,
A lot of interesting noises were made tonight.
End of the season, there will be a compilation of Liverpool goals on Pornhub, I'm sure of it, because like,
put
that in there, Gino Wijnaldum. But again, Van Dijk.
It's the way, I mean, Neuer, obviously, down the years has been one of the best.
I don't know what he was doing out there.
The best goalkeeper in the world. Yeah. I don't know why he comes to that ball, but really, you know, he will look back on that tonight and say, "Oh my God!"
One thing I will take from tonight: when I saw the midfield three, and I get people going, "It's the Brexit midfield," blah blah blah. That midfield did a majority to get us to the Champions League final last season. Yeah. I get Fabinho's a better midfielder, and I will put him in there. But people always say about lack of creativity, and I've been saying this for a couple of days now. And I told you so, sort of thing. But our creativity comes from our wingers. And from Virgil van Dijk. So I understand both arguments. No, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong.
I agree, and I think
you have to take into consideration when you're playing an attacking unit and a power force like Bayern Munich, you can't all go like
whatever. I agree
whatever.
With that. You know, the wingers are very creative, and we saw that in the third goal from particularly Mo Salah, obviously. You know,
I meant the fullbacks. So Trent and Robbo, the bomb forward. So those midfielders come back and fill those gaps in. And tactically, they're astute enough and in there to be able to do that, all three of them, to protect.
Well, no, the point I was going to make was, I think Fabinho is a lot more creative than people give him credit for. I think he can play the passes that Henderson can't. So I think even though, this is what I mean, where, you know, that midfield is great. And for the record, I don't think it did get us to the Champions League final last season because we had Ox for a lot of that run. And I think Ox was
part of that midfield.
So, you know, it played in the second leg against Roma and it played in the final. But, you know, I think what we get with Henderson is, with Fabinho, you get everything you get with Henderson. You get all the good closing down. You get all the good
tackling.
But you get another layer of creativity on top of that. And that's why, for me, I mean, we were playing on the PS4 upstairs when the team came out. I was really deflated by the team who's coming out. Not because I don't like Jordan Henderson. I don't have an agenda against Jordan Henderson like a lot of Twitter does. But I just think
Fabinho is just a better player.
And that's why I was so disappointed. I'm not saying I'm glad Jordan Henderson went off injured. I think he'll be fine.
I nearly said that before.
Yeah,
I was like,
But
hindsight's a wonderful thing. Like you said, had he not gone off, would we be sat here being so fucking happy now? You don't know.
It would have been great. I mean, it doesn't matter now, but it would have been great if we could have just held firm until half time. I thought, you know, obviously they get the goal through Matip. Robertson seems to switch off, although BT being BT, we missed the goal. They get a free kick, and then somehow it's in our box. And it's playing across, and Matip's
putting it in. What's mad about that whole free kick thing? It's frustrating because that was when Lewandowski shoved Fabinho. He shoved Fabinho on the floor, and then that was the next thing. We've seen replays of that. Yeah. Next thing was in our goal. Robbo, they can't switch off for that, and it wasn't the first time when it's happened. But again, maybe you can say this now because we won the game, but I think you can make exceptions sometimes for Robertson because he is that good. He's prone to mistake. And I've seen Joel Matip getting a lot of flack because I think he nearly did it against Man United, and there was another game where he did it. Might have been Porto.
I think Sam Maguire tweeted that Matic's been trying to score that goal for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure Leanne Prescott did the same thing. I think she joked about it and got a bit of stick over at it. I did see Owen Joel on the thing, which made me laugh. I don't think it's his fault. Again, you pointed it out when we were watching the game.
I think Lewandowski's tapping it anyway.
So he puts his foot in, whatever, so it's not his fault. Again, Robertson switches off. They did show the highlights again on BT afterwards, and Van Dijk doesn't switch off, but he doesn't see the run to give the Robertson the shout, and they kind of both miss it or whatever. But, you know, it was fair credit to Bayern. It was a great ball. And I think they get a bit lucky because Robertson gets back, and then for it to go past Robertson and to go through Van Dijk's legs and then turn at Matip, again, you know, there's always going to be an attacking threat for Bayern Munich, but wasn't enough, Ben.
No, it wasn't. And going into the second half then, this is clearly a different Bayern Munich team to the teams that we've seen in recent years, but going into the second half, you expect so much more from Bayern Munich. You expect them to play. They've got to go for it. They've got to score again. But really, until we scored, there wasn't a clear-cut chance for them. They didn't... It's failing me. I can't think of any...
Besides that goal, own goal, I thought Joel Matip had another brilliant game. Mm-hmm. And again, we said this wasn't on the build-up. We were playing discussion this week of the form he's come into recently, and I get people have worries with him. Burnley, okay, he wasn't the best, but he had some bad touches. But again, I'm going to sound like Klopp, but the wind came into force there, and I think you kind of take that into account. He's your fourth choice centre half.
He's a pretty damn good fourth choice centre half.
He's really good choice, or maybe third, whatever. But people,
well, I think
people,
he's think probably people, equal people, third,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, but people, know? Some people prefer Lovren over him. He comes in. I think he's done a really good job. Lewandowski, he had a really tough battle with him. One of my criticisms of Joel Matip has always been he's not physical enough, and I thought he was tonight. Yeah. You know, Martinez, Rodriguez, Lewandowski. You know, he was up for a battle. He was up for the fight from the word go. Yeah. Up to the point where I think Lewandowski was just falling over for the fun of it in the end. He was getting.
And it is important that we give Matip and whoever's playing alongside Van Dijk's credit when they play well, because it's so easy to just talk about Virgil van Dijk.
And we will do.
And we're going to. Because that goal, I mean, the corner prior to the goal is the one where Trent pretty much almost puts it in directly. And then
Neuer, Joel goes in.
Joel goes in. But then what a header from Virgil. I mean, the one criticism, like, sort of, before Christmas, like basically throughout the whole of 2018, I suppose, after his goal against it, was that he didn't have enough goals. You know, he didn't score enough goals.
Do you know what he did?
He's now starting to add that to his game. What a header that is.
He teased us with his debut, didn't he? So there's a header against Everton. Yeah.
You've got to wait a bit now.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to let me do everything else.
He does it in big fixtures. Yeah. You know, he'll do it in the next round, it'll be fine. Leading up to that, I was getting frustrated again with our short corners, doing corners that are going not past the first man. Mm. And I think he even joked about it during the game, going, just someone would just put one in the fucking net.
Yeah.
And he had two defenders on him. You know, he just timed his jump perfectly. And that's what got him the ball in the end. And to direct it, get the power behind it.
Yeah.
Well, there's never doubt he's never going to be able to do that. And to get it past Neuer again.
Yeah, it's down off the ground.
But it has to right be in that the corner.
Yeah, exactly. So it's such an intelligent header as well as a well executed one. I mean, we could sit here and talk about Virgil van Dijk all night. If you want to hear my thoughts on Virgil van Dijk, find the instant match reaction from after Everton where I whacked lyrical about
copy
it.
Copy and paste.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing every time. Mm. If Bayern didn't look sort of inspired before that goal, afterwards they just looked like a beaten team.
Do you know what, going into the second half, I know you said like try and keep it at 1-0, they still had to score two goals, and I was like, they have to come out and play now anyway. Okay, it was 1-1 at the time, but in the second half, like, they still have to come out and play. They have to start taking chances, and then I think that's...
Do you think it was Bayern Munich sort of not getting arrogant, but, you know, for a team like Bayern Munich, you've been so successful and you're dominating your league for so many years. Do you think there's just a sense of a feel of inevitability within the team where they're going, well, a chance will come eventually. We don't have to, you know. Do you think they get used to chances becoming free-flowing?
No, because in all the build-up to the fixtures being drawn, and it's been...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Said since that no one wants Liverpool.
No.
Because of our attacking threat. And now we've got the defensive side sorted out and have done all season. Okay, you can argue the attack hasn't been as free-flowing as it was last season. But you can't just say, oh, we'll be fine for a bit because we'll take our chance that Liverpool aren't going to score. They defended really well at Anfield. And again, I was really surprised that's what they did. And they probably thought, OK, we're at home, advantages on our side. But you can't write this Liverpool side off. You can't write off Mo Salah, Mane, Firmino, and whoever else is coming in afterwards and the way they've been playing. They used to overstretch themselves, I think, because they had to go for a goal. Yeah. And I don't think that's what they used to. I don't think they used to having to go, OK, we need to buck ourselves down against quality opposition and we need to go for a goal as well as doing the defensive duties. And you saw after 2-1, which is what you were getting at, they were knackered. Yeah. They were knackered and mentally drained. And it got to the point where we were just passing balls around. This is before the third goal, by the way. Just passing the ball around. And just like, I think the commentator said it, going, they look deflated. They look beat already.
They absolutely did. And obviously, even after that, I mean, we had the Salah to Mane chance that, you know, Salah probably should pass. You know, and it's that one that happens before then, the third goal, which Salah does pass and passes brilliantly. Mm. And Mane heads that one in as well. What a ball that was. But yeah, it was just, we were just in complete control. We could have had another couple, I suppose. Yeah.
Again, Salah, I didn't score, but I've said this. He was good. I think I did a Q&A on Facebook before and someone was like, oh, Salah needs to step up. And I was like, he's been playing really well.
Yeah.
Okay, you can argue Everton missed a sitter, Man United, he wasn't great. But like, there's other games like Watford, Bournemouth, okay, you might say he's big teams. Even tonight, he wasn't at his best, but he keeps going, he keeps making runs, he keeps creating chances, he keeps making space for someone else. And towards the second half, some of his touches, I thought he was like, he's almost taking the piss lately. It's like he's got a bit of confidence back in him there. And that chance you were talking to where he should have passed to Mane.
He's just desperate for a goal.
Yeah, but it's like, it's hard lines.
Yeah.
At some point, I know it can cost you games when you're kind of being that selfish and the pass is on. But it's like he could have gone down in that case because someone made a tackle from behind and he tries to kick it and thinks someone just gets in there in front of him.
Yeah.
And then when he chooses to pass, it's the outside of the boot, just over Hummels, in between Neuer, so he can't come out and go and get it. And then Marnie's just got to like just put
just
his
so well weighted. Yeah, it's brilliant. I suppose just if the final sort of talk about the game itself, you know, the one sort of jot on the evening was Andy Robertson being booked right at the end. I thought, you know, we're recording this just after Jurgen Klopp spoke to BT. He made a good point. It was a bit, I mean, I know it's probably a booking in the context of the laws of the game, but given the situation, you've got a minute to play. Did the referee really need to book him there? You know, the ball's going nowhere.
I was all right about it until James went Moreno. And I was like, fuck that. Yeah. Cannot be arsed with that. So
Gomez might be back though, so you may see Milner there. Depends who we draw.
It depends who we draw, and it depends what right around the draw is. So if we were behind, Robertson got booked in the first leg, he misses the second leg, and we need him all then.
Yeah,
I think we can get through a first leg, whether it is without Robertson. And I'd rather have him for the second leg in that case. Obviously, rather have him for fucking both.
Well, it's just a shame because that wouldn't have been the case because all the bookings would have got wiped after tonight. So. He was one booking away from missing a game if he'd got that booking in the course factor, so he wouldn't have missed the second leg.
We had no Van Dijk for the first leg.
That's true. We kept a clean sheet, so you'd hope so. What do you think this... I've not got this in the agenda, but it's just sort of come to mind. What do you think this means, really, for our season in terms of... Over the last few weeks, there's been a little bit of negativity about some results and... You know, it's not been great. You would say that you would define this last few weeks as a bit of a blip for us, particularly with the draws with Leicester and West Ham. But this tonight has got to be such a confidence boost. Going away to Bayern Munich, winning 3-1, winning convincingly. Going into Sunday, Fulham away. If we win, City playing the FA Cup, we're top of the league again with having played a game extra. That doesn't matter to me. How much if this you can't prepare better, can you, for a situation like that?
I think it's huge. It's huge for the club. It's huge for the players. But more importantly, I think it's huge for us as fans, because even the people that are most positive, and that's a lot of people that are in this building, a lot of people that we know, are largely not that they weren't asked about tonight, but you can see, like, oh, everyone out would be sound. You know, again, it's that conversation of, will City have more games than us at be sound? No, he's just got that feeling about going smashing
Porto. Momentum, isn't
like,
it?
Yeah, yeah, it's like momentum. Last season. So, yeah. Like the Everton fixture, it's another momentum going into the business end of the season. And I think he's got something we can all be excited about. Everyone's on a high right now.
And it's the highs that, I mean, I'm not an athlete, I'm not a football player. Instead, I talk about it. But I can imagine, and having played football at some level, even Sunday League level, when you're doing well and you've got the momentum, it kind of, you kind of forget about the tiredness because you're just having fun playing the game and you're really enjoying playing with the players on the, you know, you get into a situation where the team chemistry is so good, you're dying for the other fellas on the pitch, and you kind of forget the legs, the jelly legs, you know, you want to, you can push yourself that extra 10 minutes because the momentum's there, you know, you've got the next round or the next trophy in your sight, you know, you can almost touch it. And I think that winning tonight, or losing tonight rather, only would have slowed us down, if anything, to be honest. Yeah, looking back right now, because especially if you go out, especially having taken the lead, if you take the lead and then we went out tonight, we'd just be so gutted, we'd be so deflated. Yeah. And the last thing you want then is another tough away trip on Sunday. But now, we've got the momentum.
Going into the game, none of that was my concern. I just didn't think of it like that.
Neither did I, but now in hindsight...
And it was like, City can play an extra three games, we can catch up with them by doing that. And I was like going, no, fuck it, you know what? Yeah. We can go for both of these. Yeah. And why shouldn't we? And that's the mindset of Klopp. There's no doubt in my mind that Klopp would have gone, oh, what we thought of going, well, if we lose this, we can catch up with City. He's gone, no, fuck this, we can do both.
Yeah. Well, he alluded to that in his press conference yesterday, didn't he? Because he was asked about, again, he was asked the question of, you know, will it benefit Liverpool to go out here, you know, and do all that? And he sort of had a go at the guy asking the question, saying, well, I think that question is only asked to the manager of Liverpool Football Club, you know, and when the comments have come from pundits from the Manchester United, that, you know, alluded, you know, sort of taking a jib at Gary Neville, but, you know, it's all about, it doesn't matter the extra games. I think that's my sort of new take on it. I think before the game, I agree, you know, I was in the mindset of, look, I want to go through, but I won't be gutted if we don't. But now I'm thinking, I'm feeling the high that and the optimism that massive. I'm feeling. Yeah. Yeah, but like right now, so imagine what the players are doing. Yeah. So onwards and upwards, the draws on Friday.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Ajax,
Porto, Juventus, Barca, United, City, Spurs.
I would prefer to stay away from an English club, if I'm being completely honest.
For me, it's anyone but United. I don't want to play United at all. And that's definitely going to be chopped up by 12 o'clock on Friday afternoon and put out all over Twitter because we've drawn United away first.
I mean, Ajax is the away day.
Ajax is probably the one.
Amsterdam's a lovely place this time of year, Ben.
It's absolutely... I've never been.
Have you not? So, oh, I might go, though. Clogs.
Yeah. But, thanks, Bailey.
Trying to keep it cultural.
But it's obviously the two that stick out are Ajax and Porto. I wouldn't mind not playing Porto, I suppose, because we played them last season, but we overran them last season. Part of me wants Juventus because of Ronaldo. Listen, part of me wants Barcelona because of Messi. Anybody?
Majority of those teams who've watched that tonight. Won't want us again either. But then again, that's what you're playing. It's all the teams that are in there deserve to be in there. Yeah. And absolute quality. Look at Ajax, they knocked out Real Madrid, deserve to be in there. Absolutely. United, as much as you hate them, all the injuries that they had, they beat a PSG side. Okay, they were arrogant and they were cocky, but they still got through. Yeah. Spurs went and spanked Dortmund home and away.
Yeah.
And Dortmund were flying in Bundesliga. I think they're the level on points with Bayern Munich now. So look at City, we know what City are capable of. I'd rather not play them again.
Yeah, no, probably not. But it's going to be tough. One last question for you before we wrap up. Mm. All four English sides made it through.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, you know, there are rivals and all that. But is there, like, I don't know, there's a small part of me, even though it's United and even though it's City and even though I can't stand those two clubs, Spurs I don't mind as much, but, like, there's a small part of me that's like, yeah, all the English sides are through. That's good. I'm, like, happy. Do you get it? Or is it good for English football, but also, like, you know, we're representing our, I don't know. I don't know whether that's a dead.
I'm not as patriotic as you,
Ben. I don't know whether that's a dead Brexit view. I don't know whether it gets to.
Scouts not English, mate. Yeah.
Part of me is like, oh well, you know, we're representing.
I understand the sentiment, but I don't give a fuck about anyone else right now.
So, of course, I get.
I split second thought. Yeah. Oh, it's quite nice when we go through, but I'd rather not play any of them, and I'd rather none of them are in it. From us.
No, that's absolutely fine. Look, we'll wrap up there. Thanks for joining me. Liverpool are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Let us know in the comments below who you want in the quarterfinal. Other than that, subscribe to the channel, like the video, tell us what your thoughts on the game as well, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.